is good to see everyone who is out with us tonight. I see that we do have some visitors. We are so glad that you're here. I know that you're usually always here whenever you visit somewhere, that you're an honored guest, but we want you to know that we really mean that. We hope that you come back at every opportunity that you have. And I invite everyone this evening to pick up a Bible and to follow along with the things that we're going to have to talk about. You know, a question that is fairly common among Christians is, why doesn't God answer my prayers? And usually preachers will remind everybody that no is an answer. Not always the answer that we were looking for, not always the answer that we were hoping for, but no is an answer. Think back to Moses. You remember when he prayed, pleaded with God, please, let me go into the promised land. Think of the Apostle Paul, who on three separate occasions went to God asking him, please remove this thorn in the flesh. Two extraordinarily godly individuals, and yet what was God's answer to their prayers? No. He simply said no. But not long ago, I heard this question phrased a little differently. And a Christian asked, why does God answer so many of our prayers negatively? Now that is a much, much better question. And one that should and can be answered by considering Scripture as well as considering the type of life that we are leading on an everyday basis. As you study Scripture, it seems pretty clear that God has imposed three conditions on our prayers, and there may be more than this. These are three big ones that seem to jump out to me when I study. Do our prayers coincide with God's superior wisdom? Are we guilty of living sinful lives? Are we guilty of maintaining sinful attitudes that would cause God to reject our prayers? Are our prayers meeting the positive requirements for God? We're going to talk about all of those things this evening. And we want to start off with this first one. We want to consider prayer and whether or not it coincides with God.